It was a very good year. The roots of American wine production on this moment of Indiana history. Speculation about the birthplace of the North American wine industry might conjure images of sun-kissed vineyards in California. But the first commercially successful winery in the United States was more centrally located. Swiss vintner Jean-Jacques Dufour came to the fledgling nation in 1796, consulting with gentleman farmer Thomas Jefferson before exploring the potential for wine production in the heartland. 17 members of Dufour's extended family joined him in his first attempt at Midwestern viticulture on the Kentucky River near Lexington. After the venture failed, Dufour purchased a 2,500-acre tract of land on the Indiana side of the Ohio River in 1802. Cultivation of such grapes as the Native Alexander and the Hybrid Cape proved successful at the Swiss vineyards. The area would become the core of Switzerland County, which in 1813 took as its seat the town of Vevey, named for a Swiss town on Lake Geneva famous for its wine growers festival. Dufour's 1826 publication, The Vine Dresser's Guide, became the authoritative text on growing grapes in the new country. Once known as the American Rhineland, the Ohio River Valley has since the late 1960s regained its charm and is currently recognized as the largest American viticultural area. Every August, the town of Vevey toasts its heritage with the Swiss Wine Festival. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit, presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.